Austin, who had been finding stones for the fire pit, stopped dead in his tracks.
You guys feel that?
Feel what?
Henrik took a small step to the nearest tree, laying his palm flat on the bark.
It's almost like there's a generator under our feet.
Then Natalie felt it too. A deep, distant rumble that could only be felt, not heard. They were out where the power lines didn't run, so that couldn't be it.
What the hell is that?
Henrik looked at Oscar, who looked at Saria. All three men wore faces as grave as an undertaker.
Shit. Goddamn elephants.
Elephants are better than tigers or rhinos, right?
Natalie rose to her feet.
Not when they're stampeding.
Oscar pulled out a gun that looked like a bazooka.
I didn't come across that one in the notes you gave me.
You never saw an elephant gun before?
Oscar was loading bullets larger than a man's hand.
They're a bit outdated, but I'm a sucker for the classics.
Saria's men were in a panic. Safe to assume elephant stampedes don't happen often out here, Natalie thought.
So what do? Climb a tree? Dig a hole? I don't want to hang around and get turned into a pancake.
Something has them very, very frightened, I am sure.
He armed himself with a high-caliber rifle as well.
That's the understatement of the year.
Austin handed Natalie a gun. She couldn't remember what kind it was, but it was heavy and looked deadly.
Do we just stay here and mow them down?
Heavens no.
Henrik calmly slammed a cartridge home in his assault weapon of choice.
We'd never survive. So hope is that our guns frightens him enough to veer him away from our position.
Natalie shrugged her shoulders.
Of course. Why didn't I think of that?
Hearing them, feeling them, but not being able to see where they were coming from was absolutely terrifying.
Just be ready to run. If we get split up, we meet back here.
Easy for you to say. I have no freaking clue where here is.
The muscles in his neck bulged like ropes.
Just follow the path the elephants are sure to make. They're better and faster than bulldozers.
Natalie's knees nearly buckled. She wasn't sure if it was from exhaustion, fear, or the rumbling of the earth, which was making it hard to keep her footing.
Please take a detour. Please take a detour. Nothing to see here. No need to trample the orang pendek hunters.
She hadn't noticed the porters taking their machetes to the brush behind them, clearing a bit of a path for their escape. At least it gave them some room to step back and see which way the elephants were going. Bam Bang handed his machete over to her.
No, you keep it.
He shook his head, refusing to let her give it back to him.
Oh, they're definitely headed straight for us.
Oscar took a blind shot with the elephant gun. Henrik fired off a few rounds as well. Then Austin joined in.
Is it doing anything?
The look Oscar flashed her didn't ease her fears.